Okay. Good evening. Today's learning is sponsored by Elena and Erwin Markow to commemorate the yurt site of Erwin's father, Sviv and Yosef, Mr. Harry Markow, and sponsored by the Naftali Aaron Learning Group, thanking Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Green, and Rabbi Weintraub for giving shiurim over the summer. So we are up to the fifth Mishnah in the first Maseches Brachos in the first Perek, and I'll begin with the question. Is there a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day? Yes. How? If there's a mitzvah every single day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, how do we fulfill that mitzvah? Davening? What do you mean by davening? Kriya Shema. Great. So, in the context of Kriya Shema, in the third paragraph of Shema, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we'll do very, very shortly. So that is the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's fascinating because if you go to the Rambam and you look all throughout the Rambam, you will not see a mitzvah d'oraisa to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. You have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That occurs when? On Pesach, Leil Seder. But there's no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Rambam. Doesn't exist. Now, why would that be? The Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. So the hint is in this Mishnah, according to the Or Samech. Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim v'leilu, says the Tanakhama, every single night we're obligated to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the third paragraph of Shema Vayomer. Amar Elizabeth Nazaria, Hare Ani Kaven Shivim Shana. I hope we remember and recall when we say this Mishnah. Yeah? Hare Ani Kaven Shivim Shana. It's like I'm 70 years old. What does it mean? It's like I'm 70 years old. Because when he became the Nasi, when he became the leader of the Jewish people after they deposed Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel embarrassed somebody publicly, so they removed him from his Nasius, and they put in his stead Rabbi Elizabeth ben Azaria. So that night, miraculously, he grew 18 gray hairs. So it was like he was Shivim Shana. He really wasn't. He really was a young man. V'lo zachisi sheter Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos ad shedrasha ben zoma. Right? And I never considered, never dawned on me that there should be a mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, the third paragraph of Shema at night until ben zoma came along. Why? Ben Zoma said, the Torah says, "Leman tiskor yom sitzacham eretz Yisrael, kol yemei chayecha." There's an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life. Now, what does that mean? All the days of your life, right? Yemei chayecha hayamim, kol yemei chayecha halelos. So Ben Zoma says, right? Sometimes you're reading the Haggadah, you're like flying through this because you want to go to like the four rabbis in Bnei Brak is the next thing up, right? So what happens? So Ben Zoma says, Kol Yimei Chayecha teaches you daytime, and Yimei Chayecha teaches you even nighttime. Shkoyach, every single day, every single night, Ben Zoma says, you got to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's according, right? Then the Rabbi Elizabeth ben Azaria says, that's what we paskin. Chachamim say no. Yimei Chayecha is Olam Hazeh, and Kol Yimei Chayecha is Lahavi Limosa Mashiach, refers to the days of Mashiach. Okay? So, who do we follow? Who do we follow in this Machlokas over here? Now, why is this important? Because there's a rule. If a mitzvah doesn't last forever, then you don't count it as a mitzvah. So if a mitzvah is only Lishaa, it only counted in the Midbar as a mitzvah, then we don't write it as one of the mitzvahs. If there's a mitzvah that applies today, but it's not going to apply during the times of Mashiach, then we can't count it as a mitzvah. So some suggest that according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, because we follow Ben Zoma. What does Ben Zoma say? Day, night. But what does he not say? Lahavi Limos Mashiach. Chachamim say that. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim during Yemos HaMashiach.
There's no mitzvah. Now, why would it, and that's what the Rambam doesn't list it as a mitzvah. Now, why would it be there's no mitzvah to remember Yitzchus and Tzrayim, you know, when Mashiach comes? We're going to forget about it? What's going on? What?
The miracle of Mashiach will be far greater than the miracle of Mitzrayim.
Sorry, Jonathan Sacks, right? Former chief rabbi of England, probably one of the best Haggadahs out there. In his Haggadah, he has an essay where he explains the Machlokas. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu states that once Mashiach comes, it's gonna the miracles of Yemosa Mashiach are gonna, you know, overwhelm, right? The miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he writes, to what extent? To what extent are they going to overwhelm the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So he says, Ben Zoma says, to what extent? That we're not gonna remember. We're not gonna remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Therefore, there's no mitzvah. We're not going to remember it. It's going to be so, you know, overwhelmed. And then Chachamim say no. Chachamim say, you're right. The miracles are going to be amazing. They're going to be greater miracles. But we're still, the Jewish people are going to have this memory of Yitzchus. We're not going to ever forget about Yitzchus Mitzrayim. He says, that's Machlokas here. Between Chachamim and Ben Zoma. Right? Fascinating Machlokas. Just to add one more point. And one more point is that when the Rambam doesn't list the mitzvah, others give a different answer. Why does the Rambam list the mitzvah of Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim every single day? Anyone know? The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, gives a different answer. He says, because the Rambam says it's subsumed under a different mitzvah. It's subsumed under the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And if you look at the Rambam, it seems pretty clear that in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of accepting God upon ourselves every single day is to remember Mitzrayim. Because if we believe that God took us out of Egypt, right, that's part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So he says it's really one mitzvah. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, in that big category, is the mitzvah d'oraisa of remembering Mitzrayim. Rechanim and Akashim and Ritzkodesh Baruch Hu Zachos Tzro. Lepichach Yipulem Torin Shemar Danai Chavetz Aman Tzidko.